Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi everyone, it's Jake Humphrey here, and I'm very pleased to say that the High Performance Podcast is back for a second series, and I want to start with a thank you, really. I want to say thank you for everyone who downloaded and listened and subscribed. Thank you for making it the number one sports podcast in various countries. Thanks for helping us become the second largest sports podcast in the UK in 2020. All of the people from the business community that listened to it, and of course everyone who shared clips and the things they learned from the podcast across their social media accounts. The impact was wonderful, and I'm so pleased to say that we're back, and of course back alongside me, our resident professor, a man who always seems to just ask the right question at the right time. Damien Hughes is with me again. Damien, are you ready to go again for series two?
I'm really excited to be back, Jake. It's really fantastic that we've got some brilliant guests that have been equally honest and illuminating in sharing their backgrounds and their journeys and their careers that any listener can take something away from it and learn from and apply it in their own lives.
And I think it's probably worth sort of explaining to people what we've been doing for the last little while. We had a few Series 2 recordings already in the can before the shutdown. We obviously then couldn't record stuff for a while. We did a few remote records, but then we've been sitting 2 meters apart, going to people's gardens, recording. It's been weird, Damien, being 2 meters apart from you all the time, I won't lie. But I'm so pleased with what we've managed to record now. What were the highlights for you from the first series, now that you've had a kind of month or so to reflect?
I think what I found really fascinating was just how open and honest and vulnerable that people were. And that relates not only to their successes, but equally to how they were prepared to be open and honest about their failures, what they learned from it, why it happened, and what they took away to make sure that that didn't happen again. I think that took a real amount of trust and vulnerability from our guests to be prepared to share that with us. Whether that was Dame Kelly Holmes talking about her mental health issues, whether that was Dylan Hartley talking about his disciplinary issues, or whether that was Tom Daley talking about his struggles that he's had both as a father and as an athlete. I think I found it really quite humbling to listen to it. And I think that made them very, very human. I think it took away the idea that we only focus on the outcome, but you see something of the struggle that it's taken to get there.
I also really enjoyed learning more about the person themselves rather than just the public figure that we see so often. I really liked the conversations about parenting, and whether it was someone like Dylan Hartley who had learned things from his parents that he still carried with him to this day, or whether it was Robin van Persie talking about whether his son's going to be a loser or a winner. And, you know, millions of people watched that clip of Robin talking on social media. So I think it resonated with people at home as well. And I think from a personal perspective, one of the main reasons I wanted to do this podcast was that I grew up in a small village. My mum was a teacher. My dad was a charity worker. And I used to look at high performance, high achieving individuals in any genre and think, wonder what their secret is. And I wonder whether one day anyone will ever tell me the secret. And then I realized there is no secret. And sitting and having these conversations with people who've achieved so much, you know, we are talking about people who've got to the level of best in the world at what they do, there was no secret, was there? It was quite often just resilience, self-belief, and as Stephen Bartlett famously said on Series 1, believing that he could.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right, Jake. I think that what each of these individuals has done is share with us a lot of the processes that they've taken, from whether that's their belief and their mindset, whether it's the decisions that they've made, whether it's about the friendship groups that they've surrounded themselves with, or the commitment that they've had to put in and invest to achieving success. I think that everybody's got their own unique story, but there is a pattern that each of them have demonstrated, that it's not just about being born with great talent. It's very much around the controllable aspects of it that I think listeners can take away and apply to their own lives, whether it's for themselves or, as you say, for their children and the people that they work with. So I tell you what, we can now have a look at what Series 2 has got in store for us, because we've been fortunate to sit down and meet some phenomenal guests, again, that have been equally vulnerable, equally honest, and equally illuminating about their own stories. So one of my favourites was our first guest, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. Now, I've been fortunate enough to know Ole for a number of years, and I can honestly say that the conversation that we had with him recently was as illuminating as any that I've had over the last decade, in terms of how open and honest he was about his journey from Norway to Manchester, both as a player and then what he learned as a coach, and the transitions and the mistakes that he made at Cardiff and at Mulder, and the cultural reboot that he's leading now at Manchester United, was a real eye-opener.
And off the field as well, in training, and he demands of me, he demands of his teammates. And the first day he was in the club, he shook everyone's hand. He didn't come in here thinking, I'm the big shot, you follow me. No, he shook absolutely every staff member's hand.
You noticed that?
And of course, this is a family. Man United, we've always been a family. And Sir Alex, the way he's created this atmosphere in this training ground, I think is unique. I was that like a player as well. I did my best, and that's all I can do. This is me. But then I realised after a while that this isn't me at Cardiff, because that wasn't me. It was a challenge. I was too stubborn maybe to, when I took the job, say, I'll manage this. And I needed maybe different skill sets. And maybe I was said I was open and honest, and my door was always open with the players. But maybe I was still a little bit too distant, and I didn't get that relationship that I wanted with the players. And in my last 5 years, I've been a different manager, to be fair, and more relaxed.
Oh, it was such a great conversation to be invited to Carrington, where Ollie does his work, and to really, for the first time, I think, drill down into the cultural changes that he's imposed at Manchester United, and the results of which we're seeing on the pitch. And the conversation about Bruno Fernandes and what he brought to the club was remarkable. So that's the first episode, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. It's out on Monday. The podcast is out every Monday, just to help you start your week with some inspiration and to lift you up with a bit of positivity. But it's not just about football. It's not even just about sport. Ollie is our first guest, but there's all this as well on Series 2 of the High Performance Podcast.
I think over the years, if I'm honest with you, my dad beat me to a pulp 2 or 3 times a week. And I never learned. But what that did, I remember going to bed wanting to die when I'm 8, 9, 10. And I thought, if ever I have kids, they're never going to feel this way. So it made me a better dad.
So at the heart of everything I did was, every single effort of every single session counts. So, you know, if you get to the start line knowing there's nothing more that you could have done, if you can truly say you've done everything you can possibly do, then you can relax in the day. It's a bit like studying for your exams. If you've done the work, you can enjoy the experience. And, you know, whatever happens, happens.
You know, my partner says that he senses freedom. He senses that I go on, I jump and I'm not thinking of what's coming next in the way of like, I'm not thinking technically, which for me it's so important, because there are incredible dancers in the company, obviously. I mean, the Royal Ballet has incredible male and female dancers, and each one has their quality. The dancers that I love watching are the dancers that have complete freedom in their eyes, and you see a dancer that has complete freedom and a dancer that almost feels like he's just chatting with you.
Oh, it's going to be so good. Look, Damien and I can't wait for you to hear it, to listen, to share your thoughts with us. And please, when you've listened to the episodes, we love to get feedback on social media. So feel free to get in touch and share your thoughts with us. I'm really excited to say that Lotus are also joining us again for Series 2. They were a wonderful partner for the first series, and we're so pleased that Lotus Cars are with us once again. So that's it, really. High Performance Podcast is back. You can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. We're, of course, available on smart speakers as well. But whether it's learnings from the world of sport, business, the arts, just make sure that you start your week every Monday with the High Performance Podcast. Episode 1 is Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, the Manchester United boss, coming your way very soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.